aren't disappointed. We were just trying to get it figured out. It's a long process. And I've heard that a lot. I'm like, you guys be disappointed. And I was like, oh, we wanted to win a couple more matches here and there. But we took on a ridiculous schedule. We did it to get tough and to get ourselves ready for a run at the end of the year. And I've said that the whole time. And so I was just kind of waiting for the group to figure it out. We put them in situations where they had to show up every night and be good. And they weren't. It took until a Michigan match at home for them to really understand how hard they had to work and how they had to compete. And I think since then, we haven't really looked back much. We've been battling and we've been fighting. And it's been exciting to see a group of players figure that out. Sometimes it happens sooner and sometimes it happens later. This team, it took till a few matches into the second half of the Big Ten to figure it out.
You're hosting Purdue. You're at home. Is there any kind of different mindset or any concern of being lax at home or maybe makes your players more comfortable?
Well, I think from a logistical standpoint, it's obviously easier. We're not traveling. We're sleeping in our own beds or eating their own food. There's a bunch of finals going on right now, so they're going to be able to do their finals, not be stressed out about that and figure out how to proctor exams. You know, it's going to feel very comfortable. It is nice to get on the road where all you're worried about is volleyball. There's a nice feeling about that, about just going out and just playing volleyball and or being kind of a group that's together. So I'm curious. We haven't had this before in a regional. The first and second round we're used to. Play that at Huff, it feels like just two home matches, you know. So this will be very interesting. I think it'll feel different. I think it'll feel special. But I'm not sure how we're going to manage all of it, to be honest.
And you mentioned finals. Any concern there, or do you think that your players are just kind of go, 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 let's work in study time here and get ready for matches?
Yeah, they're used to managing their time in this way. They're not used to managing it on the road. So I think it's just going to be compartmentalize my time here and focus on school, then go focus on volley, then focus on life and focus on school. And it'll feel very normal for them.
Jennifer Beltran's been called one of the best leaders you've been around. And how has she helped improve this team?
First off, she's a great libero. She's one of the top liberos ever in the Big Ten. I think she's second overall in overall digs for her career. And she's done some things passing-wise that she's gotten a whole lot better, and she's very comfortable passing. She's in a good groove. That helps us on the court. But off the court, she just holds people accountable. She's the voice of the team. She lets them know, you know, what she thinks about how we're doing as a team, and she helps get them prepared and keeps the mindset right. And when things are going a bad direction, she'll get us back on it. And I don't know. I mean, that's to me, that's a kid that can do those things is invaluable, and it's hard to develop. And she's done a nice job of taking on that role and really, really developing as a leader. It's been really fun to watch because she was really far from that last year. And this year, she's really made some incredible strides.
You're recognized for recruiting. What is the first thing that you tell a potential player when you meet?
What do I tell a potential player? I mean, the first thing we tell them, actually, when they come on a visit is we put them in the room with our girls. We tell the girls to be honest about who we are. And then the second thing we start talking about is, here's what our culture is. And if you don't want this, don't come here. We just try to be real all the time and be straight and honest. And I think that that's refreshing for kids. There's no sales for us. We just set expectations.
And what do you expect out of Purdue?
Great fight. It's always a battle. They're a very good defensive team, and I expect them to come out and come after us big time and hard. And we expect it to be a war. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Two teams that know each other well, it's going to come down to execution. Both teams will be fighting to execute. Both teams will play great defense. We'll have long rallies. It'll be an all-out battle, and it'll be fun. It'll be a great match for the fans. They'll love it.
Anything else you want to touch on that helps characterize this team?
You touched on it a little bit, but just how they went from a soft team at the beginning of the year to a tough team. I mean, I think Lizzie mentioned that right away, like, how did you define what's going on? And then we're learning to be tough. And I don't know if that's her direct quote, but it was something to the effect of that. And I think that's the thing, that you have to be chewing nails by the end of the by the time you make a run to the end of the tournament. And I think this team's starting to move that direction. And we're very fragile early, and I think there's still some fragility in there, but we're learning how to overcome it. And if we continue to learn that, I think we can make a very special run here, and it can be very exciting into this season.